Prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a PI with a new book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. It's 50 hilarious and true stories of the life of a PI. It's a great $15 stocking stuffer, or send someone an e-version or an audiobook version for just $13. Check it out online, badmoodgoodmood.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. This is the credit card company's favorite time of the year. You're already carrying the balances from a long summer, and here comes Black Friday and then the holidays. And now they got you. You're going to spend the next 9 months trying to make minimum payments just to keep up. Home values are skyrocketing, and you are building equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. Let's get those credit cards paid off before the new year with a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Join the party at Hot Shots all football season and swipe your MVP card to win big in the Hot Shots MVP Scratch'em Sweepstakes. Hot Shots customers can win great prizes, including Hot Shots gift cards, free food, merchandise, and more. One grand prize winner will win a football bash for 20 on championship weekend at Hot Shots with a $500 tab. Swipe your MVP card every Sunday during football, and you can win. Get more info and official rules at HotShotsNet.com.
Hey guys, you ever thought about betting on sports? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. They've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of their limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right. Deposit today using promo code DOTUM and they'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code DOTUM when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Hi everyone, Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Do you have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Monsters, graves, bodies.
Well, good afternoon.
That's my
what happened to your voice?
Dracula, yeah.
Is there a stroke?
Let the laugh do the job.
Thank you, Vincent. Well, that's what a coincidence. The voice of the late, great Vincent Price, who is Tom Price's uncle. Thompson Price gets his dad's home. Not true, but it sounds good on Halloween. Welcome to the Halloween edition of the Playhouse with the great Freddie Freeman joke coming up, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. We'll get started right after this.
Hey!
At the control board, in charge of all the sounds, the right ones, the wrong ones, the mistakes, the hits, the target, bullseyes, all of them, is a guy we're not going to call Wilbur. It doesn't fit. I don't like it. but we're glad to have it tucked away in case we ever need to pull it out. That is a name. Somebody out there who's known him a long time calls him Wilbur Phillips. Now, maybe that's a popular name in Great Britain because he did live there for 19 years, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. He is, I might have to include it every day in the introduction, though. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Wilbur Phillips. Limey, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. If you would like to wonder, well, if you're wondering why Frank is calling me Wilbur, well, then you can go listen to our podcast. It's in the second half of the last hour. Enjoy.
Yeah, because that's the kind of thing, I like it because it makes people go, oh, I wish I'd listen more, you know?
Yeah,
you can start today listening more. Never try to miss a minute. If you do, the app, 590 The Fan Podcast, there it is. He's not on the road. He's in the house. Thank goodness. We're glad to have him on this Halloween. And I think I know why he's probably not. It's just too many kids running around on the streets when it's dark, not safe. So he didn't head northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello and happy Halloween.
Oh, isn't that nice? Mm. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, you can call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks, guy. Okay, there you go. This next guy frightens children, and I'm not sure why. Maybe he's a big man, and he has a serious expression most of the time, and part of that's what he does for a living. News is serious business. Most news is not happy or friendly or make anybody smile, and he is a newscaster. He's news director of the entire news department of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's also in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's an author, and he's something else. I said, hey, why don't you go out as a private investigator? He said, go out as one. I am one, just like Jim Rockford. Please say hello to Tim Woodburn. Tim, it's all yours.
Thank you, Frank. Celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator in the St. Louis area this month. Been in business 10 years with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and you can reach me at tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Arthur's high again.
Rad Boy showed up today. It looked like the moths got a hold of his clothes. Just holes all over his jeans and his shirt. And I said, what are you? He says, I'm going out as it was Swiss. What was it? Swiss?
Cheese.
Piece of Swiss cheese. Got a bunch of holes in his clothes. That makes sense, I guess. Give it up if you would, please, because we really appreciate having him on board and have for years and hope you do, too. Bruce Limpress on the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
We are brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. My wife, I've said before, doesn't cook. She doesn't really mind that I tell people she doesn't cook. It's not something she denies. She hates cooking. I actually get it. I understand people who like to cook and gourmet cooks and are proud of all this beautiful, not only pretty stuff they put together and put on the table, but tastes great. I get that, but I also get not liking to do it because it's a lot of work. And then if people are hungry in 10, 15 minutes, they scarf the stuff down and get a pile of dirty dishes and starts all over again. So whichever kind of person you are, or something in between, there is the perfect kitchen for you. You just don't have it. Unless you had Thompson Price Kitchen, Baths, and Homes do it for you in the last year, two or three, or in my case, 20, you can have that kitchen. If you go house hunting, you'll not find a house with a kitchen perfect for your family because it doesn't exist, because nobody built a home with your family in mind. They just built a home, and some of them have wonderful kitchens. But most people who realize the kitchen is an important part of the house would rather have a kitchen designed specifically for their family, even if it's half the size of some magnificent kitchen in some mansion that's just not practical for you. So whether you cook a lot or don't cook at all, they're going to want to know that. And they're going to want to know a little about the future. Is there a possibility that somebody's elderly parents may be moving in? That's something you need to keep in mind when you design a kitchen, especially a bathroom. They put a lot of thought into it. And they know that they have to. They have to if you're going to tell other people how proud you are of your kitchen. Because that's the only way they can end up with the perfect kitchen for your family. It's a process. It's a process that's necessary, and unfortunately, a lot of these kitchen and bath companies, they don't have a process like this. They want to tell you how much it's going to cost, make sure you can pay it, and then give you sort of a rough idea of what you can expect. That's not the way it should be done. We don't care how many people you talk to. When you get ready to do a kitchen and bath, you can talk to 2 or 20. Just make sure, please, that at least one of the companies has the name Price in it. Because as far as I know, there's only one company that can make that claim, and that's Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. They have a beautiful showroom in De Pere. You're welcome anytime to go in and walk around, look around, ask questions. Please tell them your AM and the PM. That's so important for us. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home.
ThompsonPrice.com.
No, I think
you're wrong on that.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure he always says Thompson. Oh, no, he
sometimes
does.
Sometimes I like to mix it up.
Yeah, no, that's right. Like he says Thompson.
I like to, you know what? This, let's go back to what I always like to say. We're never going to get a job at a big radio station if the people that run it hear this. So edit this out.
I'm sorry.
Edit it out.
Radio edit.
Be sure to tell me your AM and the PM, because that's very important. ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo.
See, they'll never hear it.
Thanks.
Never hear it. No problem. No problem. I almost said Wilbur, but you're right. People who didn't hear the caller won't even know what that means. So no problem liming, all right? Folks, it's time to find out about something or some place worth visiting or seeing. And the guy who's going to tell us about it. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a different edition today.
Yeah.
He's going to contribute to the kid joke pile. We have more great jokes coming from this guy, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling, and I mean by far, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Please check him out and find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Give it up, everybody. Now give him a big old Halloween welcome. Bill Cleveland.
Oh,
that's
not that.
That's also the first time great jokes from Bill Cleveland have been used in the same sentence, but thank you, Frank. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm sorry, I forgot that you sent me a text this morning and said, now, I'm not apologizing, but there is the great possibility that earlier, especially first hour, we hit some of the jokes on your list, but Dan had a good point. A lot of people listening now weren't listening in the 3 o'clock hour, so I say you run through every one you have till we get to the point where I know I have to hit the Freddie Freeman joke.
And that's the first time Dan and Good Point have been using the same sentence.
Yeah.
Like, making a lot of history today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Observation.
Yeah.
All right, so,
well, as you know, and people who have listened to this show for a long time, for 17 years, I did jokes every day on this show, and so I've compiled some of these Halloween jokes that I've shared over the years. So we'll go through a few of them here, and I apologize if a few of them are repeats. So the first, where did the vampire open his savings account?
Where did the vampire open his savings?
The blood
account?
Bank. Nice job, Tim.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, way to go there, Tim.
Who do vampires buy their cookies from?
Who do vampires buy the cookies from?
The Ghoul Scouts.
Ha, 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 ha.
What do you call a fat jack-o'-lantern?
What do you call a fat jack-o'-lantern?
A plumpkin.
Oh, I had a plumpkin.
Close to Blumpkin.
Yes.
Folks, you'll have to look up Blumpkin. We cannot explain it.
What do you call a ghost with a broken leg?
Hang on. A broken leg. Hoblin Goblin?
You got it, yeah. Hoblin Goblin. Good job.
Goblin.
Hey, where's my rim shot?
Wow.
Where's my rim shot? Thank you.
People are laughing.
Why don't skeletons like parties?
Oh, nobody there?
Nobody to go with.
Yeah. Okay. Another part of it. Thanks, kids.
How does a witch tell time?
With a witch watch.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Are you cheating over there
no,
by chance?
Come on, Bill. These jokes are so
did
dumb.
Everybody hear Dan snort?
Did I snort?
Everybody, yeah, you did. You snort. No,
did he snort?
Yeah, I guess I did.
What do ghosts serve for dessert?
Ooh. Ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, ice cream.
Thank you, Heather. Thanks for laughing.
What is a ghoul's favorite flavor?
A ghoul's
favorite flavor. Lemon slime.
Lemon slime. That's good.
Lemon slime.
Lemon slime.
What is a haunted chicken? What is a haunted chicken?
A chicken finger?
Mm-hmm. Chicken finger.
A poultrygeist.
Oh, that's good.
Poultrygeist. I like it.
What happened to the guy who couldn't keep up his payments to the exorcist?
Repossessed?
He got repossessed.
Tim. Tim's in the lead, I believe.
Wow. What is a vampire's favorite sport?
Don't know.
Casket ball.
Kids,
I would tell that.
Down.
Why not?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can I interject something really quick here? I travel a lot, and I will talk on occasion to people about Halloween in St. Louis, and I believe St. Louis is the only place in America where people are required to tell jokes before they are given a piece of candy.
Really?
Oh, I don't think it's even happens here. Maybe 2%? Oh, it's not that common here.
Yes, it is. Oh, absolutely it is. Yeah.
What do two rednecks say after breaking up?
What?
Oh, let's just be cousins.
I don't know. Kids should tell
kids,
that.
You can tell that if you
maybe.
Want to. Since you mentioned, I'm not kidding. I thought you were going to say, but it couldn't be because it doesn't make sense. What only happens in St. Louis is that people put toasted ravioli in these kids' bags. if there's a way to do it and put the sauce in separately, I'm going to tell you, if I got home and I had toasted ravioli, woohoo!
That would
be
really
flipped
fine.
Out. It'd be great.
Right. What does a ghost say? Excuse me. How does a ghost say goodbye to a vampire?
How does a ghost say goodbye to a vampire?
Goodbye.
So long, sucker.
All right, kids, you can use that one. That's a good one.
I'll do a few more. What do you call a witch's garage?
Witch's garage.
A broom closet.
Oh. Oh, see, I get it.
What's a vampire's favorite fruit?
A blood orange.
A nectarine.
A blood orange.
Blood orange wasn't bad. You know that I didn't know what a blood orange was till 2 years ago. I never heard of it.
I actually don't know what a blood orange is.
It's an orange, but when you cut it open, it's red.
Yeah, the inside is red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good.
Where do mummies go for a swim?
Hang on.
I don't know. Where do mummies go for a swim?
Hold on. Give us a minute. Mummies go for a swim. Pool, I don't know.
The Dead Sea.
Oh, that's good.
One more.
Take your time.
Take my time. I don't know. You need a lot of time today.
I've got
today.
One as well.
I got one.
Go ahead.
What do you call a dyslexic alcoholic?
What?
Oh, I told this wrong. I screwed it up. Did you hear about the dyslexic alcoholic?
No.
He walked into a bra.
Now that kids can tell that.
Sure.
That's good.
You had one by me?
Yeah. What instrument does a skeleton play?
Instrument play.
It's a trombone.
All right, well, one more. I'll do one more.
Hello, brah.
What do skeletons say before they begin dining?
What?
Bon appetit.
Okay, you know what, Randy? Just because you don't have a sense of humor, it's fun.
So for some kids, there's a few ideas.
Yeah, good
pretty good
kids.
All right, there you go.
So where are we going today, Bill?
That's it. We just went there.
No. You didn't hear the introduction. We're substituted for jokes today.
Yeah, pay attention. Yeah,
instead of having a destination. All right, you know how to wrap it up.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, I heard
Frank.
Look at that.
Tim's
song. Tim, sorry.
Frank was clapping. Hang on a second. Let's redo this again.
Radio edit.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Well, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Welcome to a bra.
Your punchline wasn't welcome to a bra.
That's my favorite joke of the day. No,
but that wasn't in the joke. Welcome to the joke because you hear about this like who walked into a bra. You ruined it. You ruined it.
Your mom is so dyslexic. She walked into the YMCA thinking it was Macy's.
I'm sorry, Dan. You might have said welcome to. I thought you said walk into a bra.
No, I said,
I miss her.
Yeah.
Wait, can I add one more? One more really bad one I just thought.
Of course you can.
What do Italians eat on Halloween?
What?
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Right. I wish Halloween happened twice a year. It's fantastic. Right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. They sell more Window World replacement windows than anybody else sells in this country. It's the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. And you can find out a lot more about them at windowworldst.louis.com. Tomorrow, Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour, an extremely popular segment. So be poised and ready to call with your legal questions. Freddie Freeman joke coming up here in a moment. Yesterday I mentioned the Neiman Marcus fantasy gifts. Every Christmas they come out with these ridiculously expensive things, and I didn't get around to telling you about this yacht. This is an actual gift you can buy, but I will tell you, I doubt that they'll sell one of these, and it's not about that nobody has this kind of money. It's more about, even if you had the money, who would want this? It's a yacht, but it's one of these eco-friendly. They're only going to build one, and it's for whoever orders it through Neiman Marcus. It's a 74-foot yacht. Folks, as yachts go, that is a small, very small yacht. It is solar-powered. It'll be the largest solar-powered yacht in the world. The interior is done by Neiman Marcus fashion director Ken Downing. That means nothing to me. Three levels, four cabins. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give you the price, and then I'm going to tell you what you get for the price, because to me, my reaction would be, are you kidding? Is that all? It's $7,100,000.
I'll say $7,100,000.
Whoa.
Bingo.
That was right good, Bill.
Yeah.
And it sleeps maximum 12 people. For $7 million, it's not very many people it can take care of. And I love this. $7,100,000. And they bother to mention, because they can't come up with much else, that it has a full kitchen. Really? $7 million. And state-of-the-art music system. and plenty of closet space. Holy mackerel. Here's the top speed. Let me see. Range. It's got a backup diesel motor. When it runs purely on its solar electric power, top speed is 8 miles per hour.
Eight?
Yeah, wow. And on diesel it's like 11 miles. No, thank you. I don't think they'll sell that. They're not going to sell that boat. Whitey Bulger's dead. I guess I should know more about him than I do. I know he was a gangster. What's interesting, my son sent me a text. He goes, well, I guess there's no age where you're just old enough that you've escaped the bad guys. They got to him and got him at 89 when they transferred him from one prison to the other, killed him. So Whitey Bulger is out of the picture. And I don't want to do any more because I want to give plenty of time to Freddie Freeman. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Okay, folks, if you're not familiar with this joke, by the time I'm finished with it, you'll have had another birthday, all right? It's a story of a little kid named Freddie Freeman who cannot say his F's. So every F, when he says it, it's a B. So, you know, the day before Saturday would be Bri-day. You get the idea. Every F is a B. And now Freddie, on Halloween night, walks up and knocks on the door of Mr. and Mrs. Ferguson's house, and Mrs. Ferguson comes to the door. And Freddie says, trick or treat, Mrs. Ferguson. And she says, well, who is it in this pirate costume? He said, it's me, Mrs. Ferguson, Brady Breeman. She says, well, Freddie, how are you? He goes, I'm fine. She says, well, you are getting so big. He goes, yeah, I'm in burst grade now, and I'm getting tall. I'm 4 feet 5 inches tall. She says, well, you are a tall one. How old are you now, Freddie? He says, well, last Halloween I was only 5, but on February 15th I turned 6. She says, now, did I hear right? Your sister just started college this year. He goes, yes, ma'am. She's a freshman at Florida State, but she's not that smart. I think she's going to blunk out. She's bailing every subject. My dad says it's because all she does is listen to music. She loves the Boo Biters and Maroon 5. Mrs. Ferguson says, now, Freddie, is your dad still a scoutmaster? He says, yes, ma'am, but a few weeks ago, he fell into a campfire, and he burned his base real bad. Only burst degree burns, but still very freaking painful. Dr. Brazier, that's our family physician, he says my dad will be a lot better in 4 or 5 weeks. She says, Freddie, how about your mom? How's your mom? He says, oh, she's by. You know, she just opened a new flower shop. She's a florist, you know. It's on 44th Street, not too far from the Burst Baptist Church. Miss Bergeson, did she tell you that she did some flowers for some very famous people last week? And Mrs. Ferguson says, no. She says, yeah. Sold flowers, sent them to a concert so the flowers could go in their dressing room. She says, well, Freddie, who was it? He said, Sly and the Bamley Stone. That's her favorite group. She loves that song. It's a Bamley, a bear. It's a Bamley, a bear. She says, well, Freddie, I was really sorry to hear about your grandpa. He said, yes, ma'am, he died. It was very, very sad at the funeral home. He was, you know, he was a firefighter. And all the firefighters were there at the funeral. From all over. Blorescent, Bergeson, Benton, Bestus, Bearview Heights, O'Fallon, Illinois, O'Fallon, Missouri, Barmington. Big, big funeral. And in front of the hearse, 5 big red fire trucks. She said, well, Freddie, I know you're going to miss him. He said, yeah. I'll really miss him taking me Bish, and boy, could he catch Bish. He'd take him out, he'd get his belay knife, and he'd belay him and bry him up in the brine pan, and he taught me how to hold the Bish so it wouldn't bend me. You know, they got sharp bends. But now he's Bishing in heaven with his heavenly bother. She says, well, now, Freddie, I hear you have a new family member. He said, oh, yeah, his name's Belix. He's a foster child. My parents went to a place called an orphanage, and they picked him out of about 55 kids. And he's teaching me to play football. He has what they call a club boot. And when he kicks that football, it goes really bar. And he talks like Boris Gump, and he tells really funny stories. And if he likes living with our family, we'll adopt him, and he'll stay with us until he's a full-grown man. She says, now, I heard you got a pony. Yes, Mrs. Bergeson, her name is Felicity. She's a billy. That's a young female horse. First time I rode her, I bell off. I bell right on my base. Thank goodness our neighbor, Brad Weinstein, had a burst aid kit on his Ford F-150 pickup. He's trading that in next week for a Chevy at Johnny Londob. So anyway, I got 5 stitches in my boar head, and when they were stitching me, I thought I would bank and ball right on the blower, but I didn't. And now I'm buying. Bit is a biddle. She says, well, now, let's talk about your cousin, as long as we're getting caught up. I heard your cousin graduated from college. Yes, ma'am. Already has a job with the Fortune 500 company. My mom says he'll be filthy rich by the time he's 35 or 40. Then he can support the whole family. Mrs. Bergeson, you didn't ask about my brother. She says, oh, yeah, the baseball player. He said, yes, ma'am, he's been scouted by the Philadelphia Phillies. They like that he can play both burst base and center field. She said, well, Freddie, I guess you want some candy. Yes, ma'am, but I hope you have Bibb Avenue or Big Newton's or my very favorites, Butterfingers and Chocolate Budge. But please, please, no fresh brut like apples or grapes. Mrs. Bergeson, brut makes me Bart. One lady over on 51st Avenue gave me brunch fries. They were fantastic. Also, Mrs. Bergeson, please, no books. Last year, Mrs. Blanigan gave me Jack and the Beanstalk. You know, bee-bye-boo-bum, boring. You know what one lady gave my friend Beelix Borrester last Halloween? A bore-out belay Mrs. Bergeson says, mignon. He says, yeah. Yeah, you believe it? Not cooked, just wrapped in breezer paper. Beelix's mom was furious. She said, who gives meat to kids on Halloween unless it's frozen solid? It might be spoiled. She says, well, Freddie, I think your family knows how much I can't stand our president. Is your dad still a Trump supporter? Yes, ma'am. He says Hillary is a blat-out liar and a bellin. She committed a felony and she'd go to federal prison. That's what my dad says. Miss Bergeson, my mom is like you. She hates Trump. She says he's bull of it. And she can't stand Bill Clinton ever since he got into something called Bellatio in the Oval Office. And she's just glad he didn't become our burst gentleman, which is what he would have been, since she would have been our burst female president and burst female commander of our armed forces. My dad says we have the finest biting men and women anywhere on the base of the earth. My dad bought in Afghanistan. My grandpa bought in Vietnam for 4 years. He almost had to have his right boot amputated. It got infected with some kind of fungus. He had to have 5 blood transfusions and was in the hospital for 14 weeks. She says, well, Freddie, I understand you might be moving. Somebody offered your dad a big job out of town? He goes, yes, ma'am. He hadn't decided yet if he wants the job. It's in a place called Fresno, California. They also said they could put him in Bargo, North Dakota. He said, no way, too briggin' cold. We would breeze to death up there. It can get 20 or 30 below, and that's Fahrenheit, you know, of course. Now, anything below about 25 degrees, forget about it. She says, well, Freddie, you look great. Now, if you're a pirate, where are your buccaneers? He goes, where do you think? They're under my bucking hat.
Here's the check on traffic with Tori Lyon.
Traffic sponsored by Sinex. A couple of incidents reported southbound 170 near Olive, and we have an accident now westbound 70 between K and Bryan Road. Accident eastbound 270 at McDonald. Westbound 270, you're jammed for a look. A crash southbound 270 at Page. Only the left lane's open. Westbound 64, you're jammed Jefferson all the way out to an earlier stall at McKnight. Solid westbound 44 from 55 to Arsenal, where we had an earlier accident. And southbound 255, you're lined up Moosette to Route 3 Dupo. If you've got the dreaded stuffy nose this cold and flu season, try Sinex Nasal Spray. A couple of quick sprays of Sinex, and it starts to work in seconds. So be ready when congestion strikes. Sinex Nasal Spray uses directed. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant-inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, everyone. Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now, hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me, as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
You have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill, to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
When you go out to dinner,
It should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Hey guys, you ever thought about betting on sports? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. They've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of their limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right. Deposit today using promo code DOTUM and they'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code DOTUM when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply for entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
We don't want him completely sober this time of day. I got a feeling it wouldn't be quite as entertaining. Mike Evans is in Dallas, Texas. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I wonder if you go to Tom Sainert's house, Halloween, throw a big old pork chop in your bag. That's great. Well, you get it home quick enough and put it on the grill. I guess it's pretty good. That'd actually be very fun if you do that. Maybe kind of expensive. He owns Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse with his wife, Jane. They're next door to each other, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Monday. And, folks, you need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. You just do, because it's that popular. And please remember, not just because we're getting close to the holiday season, but any time of year, gift cards are always a good idea from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Give it up if you would, please. He should be very happy because he has plenty of time. Mike Evans.
Hello.
Goodness.
What in the world is that?
That's a pleasant sound.
That must be it's like a special
most annoying sound in the world.
He was either taking a big long sip or he just got electrocuted.
Hope it's that's a different glass. That bigger, more like a tumbler.
I was close. I said it's some kind of new aerator or something.
Happy Halloweeny, homie.
Now, are you prepared? Because you're in a, this is the first time for you in this house in Dallas, and you'd already told me you're in a real neighborhood. Are you prepared? You got plenty of candy?
Got plenty of candy, but it is pouring rain.
That won't stop the true trick-or-treaters.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready for them. I'm ready to get my bean. Our pop quiz question today, celebrities who aren't who you think they are. Today, name the name of the celebrity who was born Kate Hudson. However.
And there's always a however in life.
You know her better as who? Kate Upton. Kate Winslet.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Kate Moss. Katy Perry. Early movie reveal opening Friday, The Fabulous Boy Erased. Incredible job by star Lucas Hedges and his movie parents Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman, who also show their acting chops. Lucas is a teenager going through puberty who knows that he is gay. But his clueless father, he just knows that he's not gay. They send him to a goofy conversion school. There's fear, there's shame, there's pride, there's love, there's laugh, there's confusion, there's frustration, and finally acceptance. This movie really tells it all, from humor all the way to the sadness, the shock, and it all. And personally, Frank knows this, I don't know if anybody else does, I am a proud dad of a wonderful gay son myself. And I found this movie fabulous. Rated R, 101 minutes, Boy Erased, opens on Friday, 4 stars.
Yeah, it's just called Boy Erased, that's it?
Boy Erased.
Yeah, my brother's gay. I never mentioned that till just within the last year, since I've been here, since we moved. I never mentioned that my brother was gay, and sometime I'll explain why. I can briefly tell you that being from the South, neither one of my parents were ever aware that they had a gay son. Even though he's been married to a guy for 25, 30 years, all of the signs are there. But they are so, either in such denial, and I actually absolutely don't even think, at least that my dad had a clue, and couldn't be told because it would have destroyed him. That's how, when you mention that movie, I'm going to see that movie because I kind of have lived through that life a little bit with my brother.
It is a great movie. It is absolutely a great movie.
There's a shame that they think is involved with saying, oh, you know, we have a gay son. So they don't want anyone to know it and flat out deny it if it's true. And I think in many cases are just oblivious. I don't think my dad ever knew. Never knew. So, yeah, I'll go. This sounds good.
And you know, my personal thoughts about gayness. I don't think you can change it any more than having blue eyes or green eyes.
No, let me tell you for a fact. I'll tell you for a fact that you can't, because I had a long talk with my brother, like a 3-hour discussion about just this one subject about, somebody coerced you into being gay. I mean, he said that is the biggest pile of BS. That's ridiculous. Who would want to be gay, especially in years past with all the persecution, and get fixed, go somewhere and get changed? Here's how he put it to me. He said, do you think that you could ever go anywhere and have anybody work on you, and when you came out, you would want to be attracted to and have sex with men? And I said, no. He said, it's the same exact thing.
There's
nothing you can do to somebody gay to fix them. So, yeah,
no,
this sounds like a good
way they are.
And it's, again, it's called Boy, what is it?
Boy Erased.
Boy Erased, okay.
Boy Erased. Hey, I don't want to kick a guy when he's down, but 60 Minutes killing ratings on Sundays. Alec Baldwin's Sunday talk show has fewer and fewer and fewer viewers every week. He's a horrible interviewer. I mean, that's the problem. I have two Keeping Up with the Kardashian nuggets. One, prediction that it'll be canceled within the next 6 months. Second, that they are working on a special detailing the $1.4 million that Kim, Kylie, Khloe, Chris, and Caitlin have spent on plastic surgeries.
Whoa.
It's a lot of money. Scoop is, the TV show The Conners had a 13-episode option. The network has picked up 3 episodes. Translation. The show is over. Just figuring out how to end it. That's what that's all about. Biggest TV nugget is...
It's true!
Ooh. Last night, attorney for Megyn Kelly and attorneys for Fox and secret meetings. I can't believe that Megyn Kelly would actually go back to Fox what they're talking about. Meanwhile, Kelly says that she has a lot of dirt on NBC and she wants another $10 million not to go public with it.
Wow.
Quick one about Halloween. Reminds me about two radio guys that I dealt with that I've known over the years. Both of them a little nuts. One of the guys, for trick or treaters, he gave them all the kids came to the house cans of Campbell tomato soup.
That's funny.
That is funny. And then I knew another guy. That lived next door to a dentist who he hated. They were fighting about everything. So on Halloween, when they would come to his house first, he gave the kids candy, and each one of the kids he gave a raw egg to. And the dentist always gave the kids a toothbrush. So guess where those raw eggs ended up going?
The dentist's house.
Yeah. Police needed to be called on that, by the way.
Boy.
Got very
those
ugly.
Those crazy FM DJs.
I know. Super Scoop, another is
true.
Kanye West turnabout regarding Donald Trump is directly connected to the Kardashians in general. But Kim Kardashian in particular, Kim was so upset with Kanye's odd behavior with Trump in the White House, she threatened to divorce him, so he's had a turnaround. Movie news, I'm the only person that thinks Anna Kendrick is hot.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No,
I think she's hot.
She's kind of hot. I think she's cute, too.
No, there are a lot of people who think she's hot. I don't think she... Look, she's kind of cute, but hot would be the word I would use.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
What about Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh, who wouldn't? Kidding?
Anna Kendrick is going to be starring in a sci-fi thriller called Stowaway. Stowaway, and I hear it is going to be great. Good news, bad news for Disney. Good news, Mary Poppins Returns opens Thanksgiving and will be one of Disney's biggest hits ever. Bad news, the new Nutcracker movie opens on Friday. It'll be one of Disney's biggest bombs ever. Moral TV news for you, homie. Kelly Ripa, Ryan Seacrest Morning Show may be coming to an end. I know you're sad about that. Mm-hmm. But they have become the closest of friends and are co-producing a sitcom TV show loosely based on their working relationship. The name of the sitcom is Wife Work. Only difference on the sitcom, they are co-hosting a morning show, but they're also married. When Regis Philbin heard about this, he pointed out that he and his wife hosted a morning show together, and that was his original idea. Again, however, he never pursued it. So there you go.
50
odds
seconds,
and ends, in case
Adams.
You didn't hear.
50 seconds.
The Japanese. What?
50 seconds. 40,
make it 45.
Oh, crap. I'll save that.
Make it's it really 40
40,
now.
40 seconds.
It's really upsetting. It's very upsetting.
38 seconds.
That's 35. Kate Hudson was what she was born with, however, I'm on Kate. But instead, do we know her as Kate Upton, Kate Winslet, Kate Moss, or Kate Perry?
Katy Perry.
I'm going to go Katy Perry.
Katie Moss, or Kate Moss, excuse me.
I'll say Winslet.
The answer is Katy Perry, my
goodness. Holla.
Yep. I think he's really upset about that 50 seconds.
Yeah, I know. He had like 10, 11 minutes.
8 seconds, extra down, Frank.
What? I know how much time I have. I'm not Mike Evans. I'm a pro.
Three.
Thank you so much for being with us, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the Freddie Freeman joke. Please, tonight they're going to be working extra hard. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Halloween evening, everybody.
Got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. lie.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9TheFan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. With a second migrant caravan now at Mexico's southern border, President Trump says he's considering sending up to 15,000 U.S. troops to prevent them from asking for asylum. The first caravan numbers about 4,000 people and has traveled about 250 miles into Mexico. President Trump says he's not fear-mongering when it comes to his proposal to end birthright citizenship. Trump doubled down today on his vow to use an executive order to revoke the right and said it's not a complicated issue.
Birthright citizenship is a very, very important subject. In my opinion, it's much less complex than people think.
Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Trump also said he doesn't believe it's protected by the Constitution. The Republican candidate for governor in Georgia is going to have to allow votes he's fought to keep from being counted. A federal judge denied his request to put aside her injunction while he pursues a